Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is LBC News.
LBC News time. 2 minutes past four. It's Wednesday. It's February the 2nd. Let's start with those growing tensions on the border between Ukraine and Russia. The US is now sending another 2,000 troops to Poland and Germany and repositioning 1,000 already in Europe to Romania. Over 100,000 Russian troops are massed on the Ukraine border, although Moscow denies it is planning an invasion. Let's cross now to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Is this a surprise, Simon?
Well, we had an inkling that it was coming, but we didn't know the size of the move, Ian, that President Biden was going to authorize that was announced here today. Last week, remember, President Biden put 8,500 troops on standby to deploy to Eastern Europe. Today, another 3,000 troops were given their marching orders. They are going to deploy right now to Poland, Germany and Romania, and most of them are coming from Fort Bragg in North Carolina. The news came about an hour ago from Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
The current situation demands that we reinforce the deterrent and defensive posture on NATO's eastern flank. President Biden has been clear that the United States will respond to the growing threat to Europe's security and stability. Our commitment to NATO, Article 5, and collective defense remains ironclad. As part of this commitment, and to be prepared for a range of contingencies, the United States will soon move additional forces to Romania, Poland, and Germany. I want to be very clear about something. These are not permanent moves. They are moves designed to respond to the current security environment. Moreover, these forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They are going to ensure the robust defense of our NATO allies.
1,000 of those troops will deploy to Romania, a mounted cavalry unit that will double the number of American troops already on the ground there. The remaining 2,000 will be split between Poland and Germany. Mr. Kirby saying the president's decision sends a clear signal to Europe and points beyond.
These movements are unmistakable signals to the world that we stand ready to reassure our NATO allies and deter and defend against any aggression. Now, as the Secretary said Friday, we do not know if Russia has made a final decision to further invade Ukraine, but it clearly has that capability. The Department of Defense will continue to support diplomatic efforts led by the White House and the State Department to press for resolution. We do not believe conflict is inevitable. The United States, in lockstep with our allies and partners, has offered Russia a path to de-escalate. But we will take all prudent measures to assure our own security and that of our allies.
He said further announcements on additional deployments may be forthcoming, and said the 8,500 troops on standby may yet be sent to Europe at NATO's request or at the president's direct initiative. All of this coming just 24 hours after the Russian leader Vladimir Putin accused the US of inflaming the situation in Europe and overreacting to the presence of more than 100,000 Russian troops on Ukraine's borders and in NATO. Neighboring Belarus. The public reaction from Moscow to today's announcement is sure to be negative, but privately, Vladimir Putin may welcome the fact that he's secured President Biden's attention. Angela Stent, a leading analyst of Russia at Georgetown University in Washington and a former State Department official, spoke to LBC's Tom Swarbrick earlier this week.
I think the Russians are not de-escalating. They're making us wonder about whether an invasion is imminent. If you think about it, they have us all sort of dancing and traveling around. Look at all the visits between the U.S. President, Secretary of State. You know, we've had all these visits everywhere, and we are dancing essentially to Putin's tune. He set the agenda, and we're responding. So I don't think, you know, there's any incentive for them now to invade and then invoke, you know, possibly very large sanctions.
As another former top U.S. official said last week, Vladimir Putin has got the United States exactly where he wants the United States. But the risk of accidental conflict with Russia increases, Ian, with the deployment of every single additional soldier in the region.
Is this part of Joe Biden reacting to the criticism that he didn't sound tough enough and the American people thought he should be or not?
Well, I think it's part of Joe Biden wanting to be absolutely fully prepared for any eventuality that comes. You heard there John Kirby saying that they don't know whether the Russian president is going to invade Ukraine or not. And they've obviously made multiple efforts in a bid to answer that question. And they were very interested in the conversation that Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, had with Vladimir Putin last Friday that, again, elicited no clarity on that decision by President Putin. Is he going to send his forces in or not? But also, this is preparation that I think stands in contrast to what took place last August with the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. And it's notable that the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, are testifying behind closed doors on Capitol Hill today as members of Congress seek to get to the bottom of that botched U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan and how on earth it was that the Biden administration was so unprepared, despite their assertions to the contrary, for the Taliban's sweep to victory in Kabul. So this is President Biden wanting to show that on this issue pertaining to national security, he's got it covered. He's ready for anything, whether it's military deployments or sanctions. But at the end of the day, this is also a president who presides over a country where the majority of voters consistently tell pollsters they don't want to see military interventions in countries or about countries about which they know very little, and they assuredly here know very little about Ukraine.
Very, very quick final answer. The press secretary at the Pentagon, John Kirby, said 1,000 going to Romania are members of the cavalry unit. Is that horses?
Well, I actually wondered about that. I think it's officially called a mounted cavalry brigade. I'm not sure they're going to be riding over the hills.
Crimea war all over again.
The key to them is that apparently, tactically, they have the ability to move very quickly, but I don't think they're relying on red rum to get them across the border.
I did wonder, I must say. Thank you very much indeed. I did a quick Google search, actually, because the last time they had a cavalry unit was a long, long time ago.